Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Today's guest has taken over the internet by storm.
Guys, what the f*** is this? Wake the f*** up. This is sugary s***.
He competed in the most famous bodybuilding competition in the world.
And so I started doing bicep concentration curls. And then by the time school opened in 6 weeks, I had biceps. I was fascinated as to how quickly my biceps grew.
And as an open steroid user, he discusses his experiences with using drugs.
Steroids, it was a last resort because of where I wanted to get to. That's why I took this stuff. Anybody that takes steroids, I just think they're f***ing idiots. And I met a girl and, you know, one thing led to another. I ended up back in the room and I took my clothes off. And she goes to me, "Oh my God, your penis is bigger than your leg." And that's how skinny I was.
He's now educating people on how to improve their lives.
When I was 29 years old, I was wanking 6 times a day. That's how much energy I was, never tired.
Good numbers, man.
He's known for some controversial ideas on what humans should eat.
This is fucking shit. Don't eat this.
You could have left the other two.
Right, Stanley's fuming. That was his lunch right there. It's gone. Welcome back to another episode of the Fellas Podcast. What an absolute roller coaster of a few weeks. Chip is
my
fresh.
Going back.
Nah.
They're going back because of the sun.
It's kind of annoyed me. We had to change the white balance on this because you're more tan than me now.
Yeah, I went to say, I've always been more tanned than you. But
yeah, that was a genetic thing. And now it's like you actually went and got tanned. Where were you?
I was in St. Lucia with the boys, but that's where my eyebrows are going back.
Well, I don't say they've grown back because they haven't really grown back.
No, but they're quite there. Like, I was looking like Doja Cat before, but now I'm like a cross of
Austin Butler and Doja Cat. Were you healthy on your trip? Were you drinking alcohol?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Were you doing anything else other than alcohol?
No.
Be honest with me.
It's a nice country.
That doesn't mean that they don't have... Anyways, guys, look, we've decided to bring in an expert today because Chip is going through a midlife crisis right now and he needs help. Lots of it. So we had to bring in Instagram's finest, fitness finest, Eddie Abu! Dun, 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 dun. Yes!
Nah, the slow Welcome. Walk as well, you yeah. know. Normally people are running down that thing.
That was very...
A bit of a grand entrance this time.
What's going on? Oh, that's...
Thank you for joining us.
You know what? That's one thing I need to... I've been doing like these grip exercises in the gym because my insecurity is seeing a handshake. The man always has the stronger handshake. And I feel like at some point in life, that has to change. I'm almost 30.
Do it again.
And
if that's not too bad.
That's a fucking
hand. Yeah, but he's consciously trying now.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying.
Most of the time when I shake his hand, it's mad feminine.
Like, wait, no, look.
It's like limp.
Look, chip man.
Floppy.
Even,
I know you're trying right now. Yeah. Sometimes you'll be giving me the floppy one. I'll be like, damn. Just finished wanking or something.
How are you?
I'm good.
How's things been lately? It sounds like it's been pretty chaotic.
Mad.
Yeah.
Fucking mad.
You enjoying it though?
Look, of course I'm enjoying it. Yeah. Because we are doing what we set out to do, to educate the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much bullshit around
yeah.
with food.
Young people are finished, you know. They're actually finished. I'm hearing stories about like what they're getting up to in school, social media.
But it's not their fault though, because it's available. You know, nobody's telling them, and I must set out to just educate as many people as possible.
When you say educate, what exactly are we referring to here? Because I can't imagine you're not giving the maths lessons, but it's
about food, it's about nutrition. Because I think,
even your ability to study math, to study at school, comes from what you're eating.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds crazy, but it is. Everything about us is what we eat. What you put in here is what you get out. Simple. But we've been given the wrong information for years, and ultra-processed foods, and that's why I set out to educate people.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a clip, and you know, I need to have a strong conversation with you about this, because I saw one of your recent videos where you showed what you have for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm all for healthy eating, and I would, you know, I'm all for making sure your gut is right. And I do believe in all that stuff, but I also believe enjoying life as well. And I saw that you had, I think it was like something like 8 boiled eggs,
yeah,
feta cheese in the middle. That's not you. There's no way you eat that and you're having a good time.
Yeah, but having a good time is relative, isn't it? You know, you wanking may be something that you do to have a good time.
100%.
Eating eggs. Exactly. Same here. Eating eggs is something that I do. Hang on. What would you rather I eat?
Okay.
For instance, okay. Yeah, we're talking about a good time. What would you rather I eat?
I think, still being healthy. Time. Okay, I'll scramble those eggs.
Yeah, sometimes I scramble them.
Yeah, scramble them.
Yeah.
A bit of paprika in there. Yeah. You know, season it a little bit, and then maybe I'd put some avocado on toast and then put that on that, and at least that, but yours just look dry.
That will work, but then why do you think you have to make your food that with all those tastes in it? What you're eating primarily for nutrients, for your nutrition.
Yeah.
Your cells have to build themselves up, renew themselves up every so often. Like every 7 years, you have a whole new body.
Yeah.
Built by the food that you eat. Now, you got to make sure you put the right stuff in there. Now, your gut bacteria doesn't give a flying fuck about your paprikas and your fucking...
It makes it more enjoyable. Do you not think that more people would take up healthier eating if you could have it at least taste remotely nice?
So here's the thing. I'm from an age where at least our taste buds were not as fucked as yours. Your taste buds have been fucked for years. You don't even know what the fuck is food anymore.
Yeah.
You go to the supermarket, see all these kids walking around with snotty noses, and mummy's got trolleys full of shit. Because it's not their fault. Because it's the truth. They've been. I'm gonna go home and beef my mum. I don't blame anybody for it. I just think that's how it's gone. We've listened to the food industry for a long time. So, what you're saying about your tastes nice. My taste buds have been retrained. I've retrained my taste buds, so they think that food is amazing.
Yeah.
Anything else like, oh, it's too much. So it's about retraining your taste buds. And you look so confused.
Nah, but you guys don't like Cocoa Puffs then, no?
Nah. We actually did 75 Hard, me and Chip, and we got cooked for it on our loaded roast. We got absolutely fried.
We did.
And I'll be honest with you, I found the majority of it okay. It was tough to begin with, but throughout the entire thing, the hardest part was definitely getting in the amount of water that we needed. Because one of the big things was like neither of us were drinking any sort of soft drinks or anything like that. We really wanted to stay as healthy as possible. So we said, right, water.
Mm.
And I wish you and me had these Air Up bottles right here during the time.
It would have been so handy at the time. So handy.
Because I'll be honest with you, sometimes I get a bit bored of just regular water, as most people do. This right here gives you a whole new dimension. Now, in our 75 Hard, we actually needed to have, I think it was just under what would be 4 of these. That would have been so much easier if I just carted this around me and filled it up when I got to the bottom.
It sounds crazy filling it up 4 times, but you know, just a few times throughout the day, boom, you're done.
Yeah, you'd be surprised as to how much water your body actually needs if you're not told it.
And with the Air Up bottle, of course, it's just a genuine better experience.
With these new Air Up bottles as well, they're 1 liter, absolutely banging.
Mm-hmm.
But even better than that, and actually, I know for a fact, Air Up took inspiration from our set because they went down the nostalgia route and they brought out some new flavors, that being chocolate orange.
Yep.
What was
bubble
the other
gum,
one?
Bubble
yeah.
gum.
And let me tell you, this next one, blue raspberry, which by the way, anytime anyone releases a blue raspberry flavor, it's always my favorite.
That's a little bit of a heater, I'm not going to lie.
It is.
I think that's a sellout.
And I'll be honest with you, the best thing about these new bottles is by far the fact that you don't have to lift the tab anymore. Mm-hmm. I kept forgetting to do that on the previous ones. This one is just locked and loaded, ready for you
way
to go.
Way easier.
So much better. And the number one rule, if you don't already know by now, then get to know, is do not tilt the bottle. Now, if you want to grab one yourself, of course, if you care about fitness and what this podcast honestly is all about today.
Mm-hmm. Then hydration, baby.
Say it louder.
Hydration.
Louder.
Hydration.
Thank you. So if this does sound like something of interest to you, which I would highly recommend, then of course we got a little deal for you, lot going on. You can check out the link in the description or the show notes and make sure you use the code THEFELLAS for how much?
10% off, baby.
Come on. So yeah, make sure you check that out. It will be absolutely worth your time. Big thanks to Air Up for sponsoring this episode. But your kids growing up, what did you feed them?
They didn't eat. We didn't feed them. No. My wife's over there. No, it's one of the breakfast was always eggs and porridge, wasn't it? Always.
Okay.
We had eggs and porridge, but there was always a cooked meal every single day. But then we didn't know any different. We didn't know any different. That's what my parents did for me. That's what my wife's parents did for her. So we didn't know any different. That's how it was growing up. We cooked. So we did that. We do our own processing when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Because, and then slowly we watch the transition from us processing our own food for, oh, come on, guys, have convenient, chill out, we make your food for you. And then it started off with little takeaways. And before you know it, there's so many corner shops and all these restaurants. And then big companies take over. Before you know it, everything's being mass produced. And then when it comes to mass production, you got to think about, longevity, and it got to think about the food being Moorish because they wanted to buy their products. That's what it is. We're buying products rather than cooking because I grew up at a time when we cooked.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to share with you, young. Look, I get asked to do a lot of podcasts, but I wanted to come here because you guys reach the younger people, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Plus, Freddie likes you guys.
I actually recently went to, for a video, I went to the most obese town in the UK. Do you have any idea where that is? If you would take a guess, where do you reckon it is?
I couldn't tell you.
You can have a guess.
Damn.
Is it the most obese? The most, yeah. And here's a fun fact about the town.
I think it's like, is it north?
Is that,
no, not no. really. No. It's
Peterborough.
The
Scunthorpe. Scarborough. No.
Just anywhere with that.
Yeovil.
No, okay, so the place is called Abu Vale.
Abu Vale, right? That's it.
Yeah, and it is in Wales, and it is literally in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. Like, it's out in the sticks. It used to be like a mining town, and the main reason, though, and one of the crazy stats about this place is that, four out of five people are either overweight or obese, which is insanity. And when I went there, I was quite curious. I didn't really know what to expect. I sort of went there with, like, I was kind of like a half serious video, but then I was just like, I just kind of want to see like how big these people really are. just out of like pure morbid curiosity.
There, isn't it?
But and then when we started doing the video, it actually took a little bit of a darker turn.
Sad.
And I left the place really sad because a lot of it is all based on poverty.
It was a mining town.
Yes.
And when they shut close the mines, so there's no unemployment, and that's what usually happens. You see, my argument is this. If you teach people to cook, even with little money, you can still cook nice meals. That's why you see some of the meals I make simple. You can get chicken thighs for like £2. You can get some onions cooked for yourself. Bag of rice costs how much? And it can last you for days. But the problem is that people are not being taught. These people will make our foods convenience. Come on, chill out.
Yeah.
We'd make it for you. And that's why...
Well, that was the thing. There was only one healthy food shop there. There were 75 fast food.
Nuts, isn't it? Nuts.
That is
75.
Crazy.
And there was one, and it sold like your fruit and veg. But it was really small. And then when we walked in there, it's fully stocked. I'm talking like there wasn't anything out of stock there.
Was anyone even in there? How's it even open?
There was one lady that worked there. It was, it's quite like an independent place.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I was like, why do you think that this town has that reputation. And she said, she was the only person to say this, but I think it was the one thing that I took away from that place, was that she said, nobody here knows how to cook.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, because then we went to like the supermarket, pretty much like 80% of the supermarket was all frozen food. And so I asked the lady there, and she was there like, well, if you go and look at the prices of the healthy food place, and then you look at this frozen food, you're telling me you can save time and money.
Yeah.
That's why people are buying this. So for them as well, because there was no like affordable healthy options, naturally they just gravitated towards the frozen food.
I mean, I suppose that's why my daughter and my wife, they got a company called Pro Prep Meats. We actually used to serve, you know, like a restaurant.
Yeah.
But they closed it and they're going to use the kitchen to teach people how to cook.
Right.
So people online. And it's something that I think this country needs desperately. Because I went, when I was 10 years old, I left Ghana when I was really young. I was lucky. I won a scholarship to leave the country. And before my mom said to me, you need to learn to cook. So she sat me down. She taught me 8 dishes.
Yeah.
You know, you got to cook. Cooking is empowering. That's what, this is like in the 70s. People learned to cook. We did our own food processing. But unfortunately, we relinquished that responsibility onto the food manufacturers. And they've only got one aim in profit. And it will come at any cost. Don't think that Cocoa Pops is food. It's not fucking food.
Nah, I knew that.
Yeah, that brother.
I know.
It's an edible, like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to have these rats. We lived quite poor and lived these rats in the neighborhood. And they used to leave a lot of shit, rat shit. They look just like Cocoa Pops.
I thought you could say they look just like me.
They look just like you, Ed.
You're fucking right.
No. They look just like Cocoa Pops, and just I don't get it.
What are some things that you look out for? Because I think one of the big things that people know you for is that you're ripping apart ingredient lists.
Yeah.
Are there any sort of like what are maybe like the main ones that you would say look out for that go under the radar?
I think the main ones that people don't really get are the different names that they use to disguise sugar.
Okay.
So when you get a product, it says no sugar, but it's got potato starch, that's sugar. You know, it will tell you it's got things like molasses, that's sugar. It will tell you demerara, it's different names. It's about 75 different names for sugar, and they hide it. It's all marketing. They know exactly how to, you know, avoid, you know, because they can say, sugar, something's got no sugar or reduced sugar. But then look at the back of it. It's about 6 different
types,
names.
So you see on the front, it'll often say, you know, it has got like the 4 or the 5 different things and it's like green. So like a green sugar, but that's because there is actually no sugar, but there's replacements for sugar in there.
Because they can, if they put, let's say, I'll give you an example. I had a lady who was, you know, I put it on one of my plans. I don't call it a diet. It's a way of living lifestyle. And she was eating eggs and cheese in the morning. She kept eating and she's doing really well. And then after about 2 weeks, she came to me, she says to me, after every meal, I fall asleep. I feel sleepy after every meal.
Yeah.
And eventually I said to her, look, what are you eating? She says, still eating cheese and eggs. Eventually we found out that the cheese she bought was grated. And my daughter taught me that, I didn't even know that. To stop the grated cheese from sticking together, they add potato starch. And your body treats potato starch as it treats sugar. So that's what was making her fall asleep. So we took that out and she was fine.
Really?
The potato starch. I'll give you an example.
You see, there's a lot of people that I'm probably one of those people, and I think Chip's the same. Like, if we have a big meal afterwards, we're knackered. Like, we genuinely think, like, oh, I could do with a nap.
Do you know why?
No, that's what I was going to ask.
Okay. So your body is the cleverest machine that ever designed, better than your fucking Apple, whatever.
Let's just get onto it. Imagine
Cocoa Pops. Let's pick on you.
And that's pissed him off from the get-go.
No, but, you know, body is a very cleverly designed machine. What happens is when you're eating, your body's thinking, right, this is what how we've evolved to be. As you're eating, your body's like, okay, what do I do with the energy from this food? It's got two choices. Store it for you to use straight away, or store it for you to use when times are hard. That's it. That's but body's constantly making the decision. Now, the decision your body makes depends on the hormonal instructions attached to every single food. Okay? Now, most of the foods that we eat, natural foods, all natural foods have hormone instructions. The body has to take the food in, and he has to interpret, right, what do I do with this? You decide when to where to store it for you. Now, the foods that tell your body to store energy for a rainy day, fat, are the high carbohydrate foods, and especially sugar. Yep. Okay? They will tell your body to store energy. That's why you feel tired. And when your body makes a decision to store fat, it doesn't want to spend. It will not spend and stay over the same time. That's why you're tired. Your body is busy storing energy, storing body fat. That's why you're tired. It doesn't want to spend.
That's
a simple explanation.
So if I don't want to feel sleepy,
everything.
I know.
Yeah, so it's your body. What
he's part of that one.
Well, yeah. What would you say is that the number one culprit for that? So is it things like high carbs, high sugar?
So here's, I know I didn't want to go fucking nerdy and all that, but as you're eating, there's a little thing that sits at the top of your brainstem. It's called hypothalamus. And as you're eating, it's sensitive. The food gets broken down. Everything gets broken down to glucose. And as soon as the glucose enters your blood, the hypothalamus is like, guys, we've got energy to store.
Yeah. Okay?
We got energy. And then the hypothalamus triggers your pancreas through a nerve called the vagus nerve, okay? Triggers it. Says, right, guys, you got energy to store. Pancreas releases insulin. Insulin's job is to store the fucking energy in your cells for you. Okay?
Got you.
It stores the glucose in the cell. And it puts the glucose in the cell and that adds oxygen. There's an explosion. And that's how you get energy. Simple. Something called your mitochondria. If you went to school, you know something about mitochondria.
Yeah, that was my favorite one, actually.
Mitochondria.
Yeah.
Energy.
It sounded so cool.
I know, mitochondria, that's it. Energy. But at the moment, most of us have something called mitochondria dysfunction because we are not eating the right foods. So when somebody is obese, what has happened is they've eaten so much food, so much of the same food that's told their bodies to store energy for a rainy day. And so the body eventually, it's like, insulin is released to store the energy. Now, the decision your body makes as to where to store the energy depends on how quickly that particular food releases the insulin to your body. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So if you eat, let's say, avocado or eggs, it takes a long time. So your body will not store that energy as fat. It will save it for you to use straight away.
Right.
That's why when you eat, we are asking most people, if you check my Insta story, you see people saying, Eddie, I've got so much energy because they're not eating foods that are telling their body to store energy for it.
Yeah.
You guys look puzzled, but we should be teaching people like this at school. That's what's pissing me off. My campaign is to make sure that kids are taught this at school. Because if you understand that, you know that you make the right choices.
Yeah. Okay?
Because most of what we eat now is telling our bodies to store energy for a rainy day. And that's why those people are.
We did a merch drop a little while back and there were a lot of people ordering double XLs. To those people there that want to lose weight,
there was
a disturbing amount of people that ordered the double XL. And so we said, do you know what we said? We said, look, next merch drop, we're not going to sell double XL. So it's on you to lose weight. Right?
Forced their hand.
Now we said, this is getting silly now. Unless you are 6'9" and you send me a picture of you lined up with the measurement, we're not going to send you a double XL. So to the people out there that want to lose weight,
no more because
we did a challenge called 75 Hard. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
What do you think to that challenge? Do you think it's a lot of nonsense?
I personally think people should be educated differently. People, you see, if you're overweight, it's not your fault.
Well, it is.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
If you're for, and I say that a lot on my videos. If you're overweight, it's not your fault because you're eating the wrong food. It's not because you're eating too much, because the type of food that you're eating, you cannot not eat too much of it, because it gives your body hormonal instructions to eat more. You've got no choice. You don't stand a chance. It's not your fault. Like we're on our Zoom call like yesterday, I've got a community, Abu Kuru, and the Zoom call, there's a lady in there, she goes, oh my God. She goes, in 3 weeks, my family is different. My children are different. They're just literally just buzzing because they are not eating foods that are telling their body to store energy for any day. So they're not tired. So it's not your fault. The type of food that you're eating, if you eat Coco Pops first in the morning, you cannot make the right food choices throughout the day. It's not your fault. As soon as we make people aware that it's not their fault, and that's my mission. If you're overweight, it's not your fault. You're eating the wrong food. When you eat that type of food, you cannot control yourself. You only need willpower, and it's so difficult.
So you've mentioned there about the wrong foods.
Yeah.
Can you then enlighten us, what is the right foods? Obviously, you mentioned like eggs there.
Yes.
Can you give us like a list? Because I know the people listening are like, okay, cool. I'll avoid the Coco Pops.
It's not,
but you got to, what should they be replacing it with?
Okay. That depends on your definition of food. What would you call food that it's important? What is food?
Steak. Okay.
Steak. That's my favorite.
This guy.
A type of food. What's your definition of food? What do you term food?
A solid that goes in your mouth.
So is it
does that mean
peanuts is food?
Look, there have been people.
It can be, man.
You ever had a bull cock? You tried that?
No.
Have you ever eaten a penis?
What?
Like in a delicatessen way?
I was in a boys' boarding school. Don't ask me questions.
Like that.
What's the definition of food? That's the important question.
I think it's something that you use for energy. Something that you put in your body to give you energy.
Keeps me going for the day. That's about it. Keeps me alive.
Okay.
Gets rid of the feeling.
Okay. The two reasons that we eat, okay? We eat for nutrients and we eat for energy. Two things. Just think about it. The nutrient part is important. Everything about even your hair, you need to eat to replenish. Yeah, because your cells have to, I know, crazy.
Now, I just want to know what nutrients, because okay. I need more of them.
The hairline ain't looking good.
Me and Brody, we need... What nutrients exactly are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, you chose hair as an example. I could have said bone, okay? But you need, like, it's for instance, you need hair to make... you need protein to make hair. Mm. You need protein to make bones. You need protein to make skin. You need protein. Okay, so food is something that grew in the ground or came from an animal that ate the food that grew in the ground. That's food. Everything else is fucking shit. No, but it's true though. It's because now what they've done is that because food, real food, doesn't last for very long on the shelves. So they've found a way of adding so many additives, so many chemicals, so many different to it to make it last for as long as possible. And that's why we're all fucked. Because we've our definition. When I was your age, food meant something completely different. Once in a while, you'll have that, you know, that fucking shit, and you think, oh, that was bad, and then stop. Now you guys are eating it all the time. Like, you know, once I remember my wife once we have some donuts. I knew they were shit for me, but I'll eat the donuts because I was trying to get calories in. But I knew they were shit. You guys think that's normal food, and it isn't. Food is something that grew in the ground. Or from an animal that ate the food that grew in the ground, your body recognizes it. Okay, every time you eat, I know I talk a lot, but
no, we're dialed in.
Important because I want the young people to understand it. Every time you eat, your body takes the calories from the food, and it has to convert it, you know, into either tissue to regrow your cells or into energy. So food is not just for energy. Food is for nutrients. Everything about you, you know, whatever.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online. Chip, talk to me. If you had an extra hour in every single day, which by the way would be an absolute blessing, right? What would you do with it? Ooh. And you're not allowed to say go to the gym, because obviously with our guests that makes too much sense.
Well, recently when I had that extra hour, all I was doing with that extra hour was work. So I'd
loaded up.
I was loaded up.
Grinding.
I'd be going bed at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Up there trying to make sure it's bug-free. It's not bug-free just yet, but you know,
but we're
there's so many things that I had to fix, and it was like keeping me up at night.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you can't, your mind kind of gets swamped. You can't think of anything else, really. And then almost like a sense of guilt that when I wasn't working on it, in my head I'd be like, damn, man, like, I should be like
working on it.
It's becoming like this kind of trap, and it's also like a little bit poisonous in a sense. I enjoyed it because I made it good, but at the same time, the balance was off.
It was off.
To balance it more.
It's important to get the balance right because 100%. let's be honest. The majority of us spend our lives wishing that we had a bit more time, and that's a natural thing to feel.
Yes, but the main question is time for what? Like, if time was unlimited, what would you use that time for?
I think the key to that answer is finding out what is important to you. What is a priority for you? And everybody's priorities are going to be completely different.
But you know what can help you actually find that?
Tell me.
And that is therapy.
Ah, good point. I think one of the most important things to know is that therapy isn't necessarily for somebody that's just had like major trauma. It's, while that can be the case and that is helpful, therapy can be really, really useful in lots of different ways. And it's not just about that, maybe that big traumatic experience that you've had or anything like that. There's lots of ways to utilize therapy. At least that's what I've noticed. Which leads quite nicely because this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. And of course, you guys can give that a go, give it a try. It's entirely online, which makes things super convenient for you guys. And it's also one of those things that you can just try out. You don't have to go somewhere. A lot of people don't like necessarily having something face-to-face, so something online really works for them. It's flexible as well, and so it can suit your schedule. If you work and if you're busy, things like that, don't worry. The fact that it's online really makes it a lot easier. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire, and you'll end up getting matched with a registered therapist, which is really important, and that therapist is going to be most suited for your needs. BetterHelp have over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, and they can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise across all types of mental health, which is really, really great. Now, of course, we had to get you guys a little deal here. We managed to get you 10% off your first month with betterhelp.com/fellas. So if you want 10% off, then go to betterhelp.com/fellas. That's BETTERHELP.com/fellas.
Do you ever get tired in the day?
Yeah, of course, man.
Do you ever get tired in the day?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Same. Okay.
Yeah. 29.
When I was 29 years old, I was wanking 6 times a day. That's how much energy I was never tired. But because
good numbers, man.
No, but
strong numbers. I reckon. No, give me two weeks and I'll be ready. No,
the reason why you're tired, you should not be tired
at all.
Not at all. Not in your age.
Yep.
I'm never tired. I'm buzzing all the time.
Can I ask how old you are? Sorry.
Well, I'm 60 years old. Just
60. Yeah, okay. Let's go with 60. All right.
60. I'm African. They tell you, they when you're born, they look at the sun. Oh, he's going to give.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen.
They're also mad. You know when sometimes they see like an under 15's keeper. Yeah. It's like that. He's not
under 15. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What's that saying? You have to eat properly. You know, if you're tired, why you're too young to be tired?
Mm.
It means there's your mitochondria dysfunction.
Yeah.
You need to fix it.
So if I went ahead and started to put the right process in place to fix that, how long is it looking like? How until my body comes back and
the next
has that
day.
Energy? Really?
Yeah, because you're young.
So one day, of full eating on the Eddie Abu diet, I'm back.
Okay, I'll just give you a pointers, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning when you get up,
yeah.
Okay? Don't eat anything. Actually, start tonight. If you keep on it, start tonight, okay?
Okay.
Tonight, have some, let's say, a nice juicy ribeye steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. How are you talking?
Yeah. Nice, right, keep going.
Just ribeye keep steak.
I'm almost there.
And then, no.
sorry.
Live edging session.
No. A nice juicy ribeye steak. Do you like avocados?
Yes.
Do you like cheese?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cheese. Just plain cheese. You like cheese? Do you like let's say butter?
I love butter.
Butter. So yeah, like butter, like cheese. Do you like, let's say, what kind of vegetables do you like?
Broccoli.
Broccoli. You can have
tender stem.
Perfect.
With salt on it.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Lots of salt. So,
yeah, garlic.
So you can have some garlic, of course, but make sure it's garlic. That don't but get anything from a butter. Okay. So eat that. Eat some, a big, nice big steak. You can even have a couple of eggs with it. And then with that, have some either cheese or an avocado with it and the vegetables. Don't eat anything. And the next day, don't eat until about 12, 1 o'clock.
Well, why are we skipping breakfast there? What's the reason for that?
Yeah, okay. You're
looking at us thinking, how am I going to explain it to these fucking idiots?
No, because I didn't know.
How have they not got this already?
We're going to try it, though. So we're actually
going to do this.
So here's the thing. Like, right now, I've actually got a glucose monitor.
Yeah.
That's not the thing that everyone's promoting, is it? The Zoe.
No,
something else.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Ignore me.
It's the Libra, the Libra 2. I've got it on there. Now, when I go to bed, my blood sugar is about 4.8. And when I get up in the morning, sometimes about 7, sometimes about 8. I've got so much energy in the morning. Because when you get up, when you go to sleep, when you wake up in the morning, your liver releases energy and your hormones. We talk about hormones like glucagon, you've got cortisol, you've got adrenaline. They release energy for you to use. The last thing you want to do is put food in your mouth. As soon as you put food, insulin level goes up. They fucked us up with our diets for years. Mm. And let me explain how to. So you look online, you see so much information about intermittent fasting and how important it is. I had so many things wrong with me. I healed by just doing this. So when you get up in the morning, come on, we are hunter-gatherers as human beings. You know,
our body doesn't change.
When you get up in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. You get up in the morning, hunter-gatherer doesn't have a fucking bowl of porridge and a fucking toast waiting for them. They go look for the fucking animal.
Yeah.
And that's what you're
I'm going to go around East London. I'm finding me a sewer rat.
With a fucking spear. No, find an antelope.
Antelope. The East London antelope. Watch out.
But you know what I mean? So the human body hasn't changed. Our behavior has just changed. I didn't have trolley. So just an experiment. If you want to feel really good, mm-hmm. when you wake up, tonight, eat that meal. And then when you wake up in the morning, don't eat until about 12 o'clock. And then eat a fucking, like about 5-6 eggs with salt again. Just for a couple of days, see how you feel with a couple of, with salt. And then with that, you can still have some avocado, some cheese, whatever, scramble the eggs, put some whatever, salt. And then see how you feel. You feel fucking amazing. You know, thank you, Ed.
Try this. So wait, so my lunch tomorrow is going to be...
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I just need to compare the diet first. My lunch tomorrow is going to be a few hard-boiled eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs. You can scramble. You don't have to boil.
Or whatever, yeah.
We can have some cheese as well. I like scrambling eggs with butter and cheese. Lots of butter, lots of cheese. But don't snack in between, have lots of cup of teas and...
What about... Okay. What's the situation with bread? Talk to me about bread.
Because
I'm making scrambled eggs, like that's on a bit of toast.
Okay, that is where it's the conditioning has been. It's all conditioning. Yeah. So my mum used to make bread like at the weekends, you know, but my mum used to bake bread. And the bread had 4 ingredients. You know, sometimes she put a little bit of sugar, so 5. So sugar. If she was making she got the sugar bread, she'll have a bit of sugar, she'll have salt, yeast, flour, and water. That was bread. Get a fucking loaf of bread now and look at it. It's got lots of shit in it. Your body treats the bread just like sugar. So stay the fuck away from it.
Okay.
For now.
You know what your ribeye steak, by the way? I'm eating the fat, aren't I?
Especially the fat.
Yeah.
Really?
Because that's important.
Oh, that's disgusting. You know when you bite down and it's got that fat? And
do you know what that is?
Fat.
Yeah, it's fat. But you know what you get from that? Collagen. You know, people are taking collagen tablets. All the connective tissue is made from collagen. That's where you get it from.
But I've got terrible knees.
Eat that. Do you know? How old are you?
Not like that.
You're tired. What the fuck? What's wrong with your knees?
No, it's like a ligament. It's like the ligament on the side. Like, if that's why I don't think I'd be able to get the antelope.
One, but
I'm not built.
One side or both sides, both knees.
It might be both, bro.
Damn, you know what? Like it could be both.
Can I ask you something? Were you born with them?
What, with my knees with the problem?
You're born with fucking knees. We're born with the knee problem.
No, I wasn't born with knee problems.
Okay, so something that you've done from the time you were fucking born until 29, that time, find out what it fucking is.
People said, so I was always the smallest person in my year until the last year of school.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, I just came back and I was like this beanstalk.
There's no reason to have fucking bad knees. Right. It doesn't matter how quick you grew. Listen, my fucking cock grew that quick. It still doesn't hurt. Don't give me that shit. When I was your age. You don't know about it, you know what I mean?
Let's
not do that. Let's try and investigate. There is a reason. Your body doesn't do anything without a reason.
Yeah.
That is inflammation. I swear to God, right? I want you to do the way I'm asking you to eat.
Uh-huh.
Especially because of your age. Do that for about a week and your knee problems will alleviate some of the pain.
We're going to do this for a week. Is there a bit of variety in this? Because obviously we start off with, we've got the ribeye, we've got the cheese.
Okay, so what kind of variety? Can I have chicken thighs?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the skin on? That's important. Eat the skin. You can have lamb.
Nah, chicken skin's unreal.
I hate chicken. I like crispy.
Crispy. Crispy. Just make them. But try not to avoid all this seasoning. You get seasoning and it comes in a packet and the second ingredient is sugar. Just make sure that whatever you're using is plain. Just, it's an experiment. Because your doctor is not trained to do this for you. You have to do it yourself. And I swear to God, when you start feeling good, especially with your knees, when you start feeling good, you never want to look back. Wow. I was a professional bodybuilder, fucking lifting crazy amounts of weight. My knees were fucked. I fixed all of that. I thought I was going to need surgery by changing my diet. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. You can fix that. You're 29 years old. There's something. If you 29, you should be fucking...
I'm in my prime.
Absolutely. Prime. Not drinking prime. You should be in your prime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Eddie, what do you think about the vegan diet? Because obviously you said that everything you consume should come from the ground.
This guy was bringing in a vegan twist to this.
My partner is a vegan and she says the one thing, if you're looking at food, it should always come from the ground. And obviously animals are consuming food that comes from the ground.
Please,
if you cut out the middleman, i.e. the animal, then essentially everyone is eating stuff from the ground. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I you know, a cow, right?
She's a waffler, by the way, as Mrs.
No, a cow gets up and eats grass all day to actually get the nutrients that it needs to be a cow. He has to eat a shitload of vegetables.
It is mad when you look at a cow, like it's a big thing, isn't it?
It has to be a shitload, and it's got a different digestive system to us. And so people always say, vegans always say, gorillas, we're not gorillas, we're not cows, just stop, because we're all different animals.
What do cows drink?
Pardon?
No, I just want to try that one. I just had to make sure he was locked in.
Man.
that trick, shut up.
Milk.
So what was I talking about? A cow gets up and eats grass all day. That's how it can get the nutrients from whatever. And it's got different stomachs, you know, different enzymes that release different stomach acids, just so that, like a gorilla. Gorillas can, I've got a stomach that can convert some of the plants that they eat into actual decent protein. Now, human beings, we're smart enough to realize that we can't eat vegetables all day. So we eat the fucking cow instead. That's
levels right there.
That's levels. We're smartest. Hang on. Instead of eating that grass, I'm going to eat the fucking cow.
Yeah. I tell your missus to hold that one, bro.
Tell your missus, it's not happening up here for her because we, as meteors, we're one step ahead.
High IQ.
I know it sounds really bad to say, it sounds like you're being anti-veganism, but I am anti-veganism. But the point is, I tried it because I wanted to know what this plant-based nonsense was about, you know. 2018, it came out, so I said, okay, let me just experiment, you know, try, eat a bit of fucking, you know, the tofu and then the fucking lentils and, you know, and then eating all of that and you just think, oh, you've got, and then you're looking at this steak and then salivating, you know, then eventually you just say, I felt fucking shit. I just think, what the fuck? I just bollocks. So eventually, I started eating meat. I believe humans are supposed to eat meat. I feel really good when I eat meat. Every single one of my clients that I've turned people from being vegan, they're like, oh my God, it's like you switch on a thing in my head. In fact, right now, my diet is pure carnivore. I was going to ask, Chip,
do you want to...
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. But I did just want to say whilst we were talking about the vegans. So for some example, someone like Lewis Hamilton, he's a vegan, right? He's at the top of his sport. He's one of the, you know, fastest drivers in the world. Is he, in your opinion, is he not performing at his highest potential level because he's a vegan? Could he be doing better?
It's just like saying that Obama became president, so there's no racism in America. Because one person's managed to fucking skip through the whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that veganism is the best. It isn't. You can't. I've been experimenting with diets. My wife will tell you. I've been getting people's diets since 1991, and I've tried different diets, and the meat is the best. So listen. So there is something called the bioavailability of a particular protein. Okay. When you eat the protein, your body... Okay, let's change it and whatever. We are animals. If you want to build muscle, for instance, right? You kill another animal and then you eat its fucking muscle. That's it.
Fuck yeah.
You kill another animal.
You make it sound good, man.
It's simple.
I'm going to go fuck someone up.
Get the animal. Imagine we're living in the wild because now we're all wearing clothes and everything is frowned upon. We're supposed to be walking around fucking bollock naked, showing our, letting our assholes absorb the sun. We're all supposed to be doing that, but we've couched ourselves. We just sit down. You know, some people don't even see the fucking air. It's in a computer all day. But we've changed the way we are as human beings, but we're animals. But the fact is that we're animals. If you want to build muscle, for instance, you kill another animal and then you eat its muscles and then your body breaks it down to amino acids and then it builds the muscle.
Yeah.
There's no fucking plant involved in it. And then when people say, vegan, I don't like killing animals and if they have, say that to a fucking lion. Say that to a fucking lion. It's your fucking lion. Give a fucking lion some Brussels sprouts and a fucking slab of meat and see what the lion would do. You fucking eat the sprouts. If you had a pet lion, would you feed it fucking tofu? No, it's true though. You wouldn't feed it tofu. You feed it meat. So that argument, I don't want to hurt the animals. I'm not hurting the animals. I'm fucking eating them.
Yeah. You're going straight to the...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel good. I swear to God, try what I'm saying with the eggs and the steak.
You actually did do a carnivore
diet. I tried it, didn't I, one time? It was tough
difficult,
for me.
Difficult, though.
What did you eat?
I was probably doing it wrong.
What did you do?
So I went to the store. Here's what I did. I just bought every piece of red meat they sold. All the steaks, all the bacon, the minced meat, the eggs. And there was one more thing I added onto it as well. And I got all this from TikTok and Google. I went home, I did it, I had my minced beef, woke up next morning, I was like, damn, I feel like fucking shit. Because I was having no carbs, right? So I was in my head.
Do you need carbs?
I think the fat is meant to kind of replace that.
Absolutely, yeah. You're supposed to replace your carbs. So here's the thing, right? What people don't realize is that your body doesn't have a mechanism of turning fat into fat. It turns carbohydrates into fat. Your body is smart enough when you eat a lot of carbs. It says, okay, this person is preparing for a rainy day. So this is what I believe in. There's a lot of scientists that believe that as well. Humans are hunter-gatherers. In spring, summer, we're supposed to hunt. And then late autumn, that's when the fruit's ripe. we're supposed to eat the sugar. Sugar triggers our body to store fat for a rainy day, for winter. That's how the body's designed. It will never change. Yeah. Our behavior just changed. So fat is just carbohydrates that have been stored efficiently. Your body can only store a small amount of glucose, like about a teaspoon in the blood, and a little bit of whatever in the liver, and a bit in the muscle. Not much. It cannot. As soon as you put sugar in, the body has to get rid of it. It's almost like it's afraid of it. So it changes the molecular structure. So fat and the carbohydrate, it's like glucose. It's carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Okay? And so it's same, so is fat. Fat is just an efficient way of your body storing energy because it thinks that you're storing it for a rainy day. That's how people go fat. So if you want to be carnivore, make sure you replace the, what's it called? It's not about eating meat. It's about eating fats as well. Because fat is just carbohydrates stored in a more efficient way. So if you're, let's say, an athlete, or sports person can have some carbs, and for young people sometimes because of the energy, but for the average person, I just think carbs are, you know, it's too, we eat too many needed. Carbs. Yeah. They don't need carbs, eat too many of them.
So if you went and did the carnivore diet, how do you know how much fat you exactly need?
That we see, we're all different, but then you got to start from somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, I give my clients like a, I don't necessarily advocate the carnivore diet for my clients, because it's, some people find it extreme, you know.
Joe Rogan did it for a while. I don't know if you follow much of his stuff, but he would always do like 1 month, I think, where he was just eating like elk and stuff like that. And he said like the amount of energy that he has,
it's incredible,
is unmatched.
It's nuts. You feel like I feel like Superman, you know, but I because of what I eat. But if you want to be carnivore, for instance, if you get up in the morning, eat lots of eggs, you can still eat cheese. You can still eat cheese. You can still eat, what's it called? Butter. Mm-hmm. Can use beef dripping. Can use duck fat.
Yeah.
Duck fat, you know, butter ghee. There's so many things that you can use. There's so many, you know, fats that you can use. So it's not just about replacing all your food with protein, fat as well.
Okay.
Now, we spoke a bit about the food side of things, but one of the sides to you, and I think maybe one of the reasons why you're more qualified to talk on a lot of this stuff than most people, is you were actually a top bodybuilder back in the day, and you were...
I was a British champion,
British champion, which is pretty cool. I'd just like to talk a little bit about that. Me and Chip, I mean, we're not talking about any sort of bodybuilding, but we are.
No, we
go to the gym.
With the gym.
No, we are. Yeah.
We go to the gym, and you know, there's lots of questions that a lot of our viewers have about gym going, and advice and things like that about building muscle itself, and around that sort of thing, but. Could you give us a little rundown about like your time as a bodybuilder, and is it something that you would ever recommend to people to get involved in? What were like the pros and the cons of it all? Because I think it's fascinating. I've never spoken to a bodybuilder before that competed.
When it comes to bodybuilding, it's I was 15 years old. Like I said, I won a scholarship and I went to a different country. I'm from Ghana. But when I won a scholarship and I went to Kenya, boarding school, and then the government in Ghana, I mean, African politics, this is like the 70s, 78, the Ghana government was overthrown by the army. And they said, well, why are you wasting money sending four boys to a school abroad, bring them back? And the school said no. So the school found us sponsors to pay for education. Okay. So basically, I was stuck at the school for 7 years. Was six and a half, really. Didn't go home once on holiday. It actually went home once, the first year before the government was overthrown, so went home once. And then during the holidays, you still stayed in the school compound, and, you know, the kitchen would make us something to eat. But one of my teachers, Australian teacher called David Wilson, he had some weights in his quarters, and I just sneak in. I was fascinated. And so I started doing bicep concentration curls. And then by the time school opened in 6 weeks, I had biceps. People were like, shit, this is 1981. What the fuck did you do? And then I started charging the students, some of them, to train them. Really? And we made our own weight with concrete. And, you know, that we see sometimes the concrete, the bits of metal, that's what we made our own weight. And I started building my... So I got the bug then. Even though, then when I finished Kenya, I finished Kenya, and I went back to Ghana to go to university, and I couldn't because Ghana was difficult to live in. Then I hadn't lived there for years. So the NHS were importing nurses from abroad. That's how I ended up here to become a nurse. I was initially, my goal was to do law. I was going to university to do law, but then, you know, but then when I was nursing, I met my wife in nursing, but then I found myself still having that passion for muscle building. I was fascinated as to how quickly my biceps grew, you know, and I used to train every day. I loved it. Sometimes I trained like, you know, 4 or 5 times a day, just bicep curls and dumbbell presses. That's all I did. So I got the bug. And then when I came over here, I saw a magazine with a guy called Sergio Oliva, one of the first Miss Olympias, and I thought, wow. And my goal was to get on that stage. So when I was nursing, when I did my nursing, I realized that that's not what everything you learned, especially psychiatric nursing, was so dynamic. You had to, you know, the behavior modification, the stuff that you did was dynamic. When you went into the ward, you're a fucking cleaner because there's 4 nurses and 40 patients. You can't do shit.
Yeah.
So eventually I became whatever, despondent, didn't want to do. And then we had a young daughter. My daughter's birthday today, actually, my oldest one. So it's a birthday. We had children, and then I gave nursing, you know, a break aside bodybuilding because I wanted to do, and I worked my way to become the British champion, you know. Then I got to the Olympia once. That was my goal, to get the Olympia.
Yeah.
And I to get to Olympia and then use it to market my gym. So that's it.
Here's it.
That's me.
Jesus Christ.
You look like me.
It's the hair.
So yeah. how many years of this? Like how many years did it take to get to this? Of like when you went, okay, I'm actually going to start bodybuilding now, because that is that's obscene.
I think 1990 when I started doing my, I started looking. You know, after a while, I thought I can build muscle. I could build muscle a lot quicker. But then it was all about nutrition. We were eating, chewing dried liver tablets. It wasn't about calories and all the bollocks that people do. Now, I've got my ebook. I've got an ebook called "Stop Bulking, Build Muscle," because they're doing it all wrong. And I'm telling people that it's so much easier if you know what to eat. It's so easy. But don't count 1 calories. Just count the nutrients. So feed your body with the right. Get your body ready to build the muscle. Your body's so clever.
Yeah, I'd love to know. In terms of building muscle, that's like a goal. I've always been like a skinny guy, just because I don't really eat enough and so on. And I would love to know, in terms of muscle building, what are maybe some of the key things that are overlooked that you often find with your clients, are like the game changers, the things that are really helping them? Because at the moment I find I'm going through a bit of a plateau. Like you get, you know, when you first start and it's like, oh, my body changed quite a bit. That was during 75 hard. And I was we both did it. And we were like, wow. But now it's got to the point where I'm going to the gym and I'm there like, it's probably been like 2.5 months and I haven't really felt any change. A little bit in strength, but that's probably about it.
So this is what I always, and this is what I've got all of this in my ebook. It's called, like I said, I got so fed up with the industry because I used to prep bodybuilders. So I spent, after competing when I retired, I had a team called Team Savage. We're very successful. We created so many bodybuilding champions. But then eventually I realized that's not what I want to do, because bodybuilding is synonymous with drugs, steroids. You can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to preach, eventually I realized that I had so many adverse effects from the steroids, and I didn't want to preach that to anybody. That's why I backed off. But let me ask. My wife is my witness, and she should tell you how much muscle I grew back in the day. So I'll give you a simple diet that you can follow, right? 4 meals a day. Don't listen to all that bullshit. There's too many fucking idiots on the social media. I look at them, I'm like, you're a dickhead. because muscle building is not that difficult. It isn't.
Yeah.
It really isn't. It's so easy. So you get up when your first meal, I was 9.5 stone when I gave up when I was nursing.
Yeah.
And I decided to become a bodybuilder. That's about 9.
What is that in kilos?
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably close kilos. To me, right?
But about 60 kilos.
Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah. Mate, you're not 60
kilos.
No,
I'm 66, 65.
60, bang on.
Yeah, yeah. About 60 kilos.
Wow.
Do you know, and I'll tell you what.
So, Chip, see the way he was looking so in that video? That's you're up next.
I remember I was...
With a bit of help from some other stuff, but you get that.
Eventually, you will, yeah. It just needs a time. I remember when I was nursing in the early days and I met a girl and, you know, one thing led to another, I ended back in the room and I took my clothes off. And she goes to me, oh my God, your penis is bigger than your leg, and that's how skinny I was,
or how massive your cock was.
No,
because I was skinny and I never heard that.
That's the maddest flex we've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's serious.
I think you gotta prove it.
Slap you in the face. Listen, I started training. Now, the quickest way to build muscle. Right, if you really want to,
I do. I really want to.
Okay, so I would need to eat 4 meals.
Okay,
okay. So first meal, you want about like someone you. I mean, if you age, eat about 6 to 8 eggs, and maybe about 60-70 grams of cheese. Okay, that's your first meal.
And sorry, when you say cheese, can it just be any, like, as long as it's not the processed cheese, but it can be any type of cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Okay, cool.
Halloumi, feta, yeah. Okay, I like feta.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of cheese it is. You can have that and then make sure this decent. So just try this about a month. And then your second meal, you want about 250 grams cooked weight of either chicken thighs or with the skin on, or ribeye steak with the fat, beef mince with the fat, like protein with a lot of fat, 250 grams cooked weight.
So you wouldn't go for standard chicken breast?
No. Fat. If you ever have the chicken breast, just have the skin on and then put some olive oil on top of that.
Okay.
And then with that, you want maybe another, some more cheese. You can have avocado. You can have nuts. You know, you can have nuts like walnuts are good, pecans are good, macadamias are good, and then have some vegetables with that. And then so you got either cheese and avocado. And I've got all of this on my Insta page, all this free information. So have that meal, similar meal three times. So you're having 4 meals. The first one is eggs. You can have eggs again as a third meal or fourth meal. But, you know, the chicken, the protein or whatever. And then eat that. And then just before you train, have a little bit of sweet potato before and after. And you see your energy level. You build muscle so fucking easy and you lose fat at the same time.
What does a sweet potato do? Sorry.
So sweet potato is just the carbs that will give you a little bit of a boost while you train. But other times, so to build muscle, insulin is the hormone that builds the muscle, stores nutrients for you, helps you build muscle as well. But you don't need insulin around your body all the time. The reason why you're tired is because you've got too much insulin in your body. It's called hyperinsulinemia. The only time you need elevated insulin for the storage is around your training time, not any other time.
Yeah.
So,
and then sorry, with the steak, would you recommend like having a steak by itself? Like if I had like a 300 gram steak,
yeah, you can eat that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
you don't have to. I'm just giving you a figure.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't really matter. You know, sometimes I eat 12 eggs. Sometimes I eat six.
Fine.
Just, you know, we've been. You see, if you just bear in mind that our behavior with regards to food has been controlled for years by the food industry. We don't know what's real anymore. I'm from a different era. I'm from a different sort of, you know, I was born in the 60s, you know, early 60s. And I'm telling you that you can, muscle building is so easy if you know what you're doing. That's what we did. We're not 29 years old with fucked up knees and fucking fucked tiredness. We didn't have any of that. We knew exactly what to eat. Please, let me show you.
And you don't count the calories, do you?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Really?
Bullshit.
No. Wait. No, but calories is a measure.
It's a marketing term.
No way.
Counting. This is what my message is. Okay, so if you ever get bored, go through my Insta story, the highlights. Yeah. I've got so many, like thousands of testimonials there. So, here's the thing. It's not about how much food you eat. It's not about calories. It's whether your body's able to digest and use the food or not. So when you put a protein yogurt, that's bullshit. That's not food. So most of it, it's just not food. You see, when you eat proper food, you never worry about one calorie. It's just bullshit. It's all bullshit. So you get a product that, like Quavers.
And yeah, love Quavers.
100 calories on it. But that is fucking shit. It's like putting calories on this.
Yeah.
And it, oh. Hey boy. I didn't know you could get that. back in the day, fucking hell.
Yeah, this is a classic.
I had a lot of sticky fucking page, whatever, when I was younger. Listen, so see if you get Quavers. If you get Quavers and you've got.
Yeah.
What's it called?
But is it not just a measurement of like energy? Or it's almost like an energy spend. So, you know, if I go for a run and then I spend 3,000. But I'm only eating 2,500. There is a deficit there. Okay, therefore, I have to be losing weight somewhere.
That's why people buy into it, because it works to a certain extent. So, you know, when you're running,
yeah,
the energy from that you're using came from the food you ate about fucking 2 days ago. Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. The whole calorie counting thing is bullshit. So hang on. When you eat, let me tell you what happens when you eat. When you put the food in your stomach, your body will massage it, move it about, you know, release the right enzymes, hydrochloric acid will come in before it digests it. You don't have access to that food for a long time. So when I tell you about calories, bullshit. Your body can only access a small amount of the sugar, glucose, and a bit of water. Nothing else. It's bullshit. But in the next couple of years, all of this is going to make sense to you. It's like they pull the wool over your eyes, you guys' eyes for a long time. No, nobody knows. There's so many like people were explaining this to you, and it's not about calories. The people who make our food, as soon as they saw calorie, they start putting calorie, low calorie, and everything. They make you think it's healthy. Quavers is a fucking piece of shit, but you eat it because it says 10 calories on it. Bullshit. It's never been about calories.
So is a diet for somebody that's into running, cardio, stuff like that, is it going to be the same as the one you're talking about for like the one?
Does it work for?
Is it across the board?
If we are all human beings.
Yeah.
You see, we are all human beings. We are all hunter-gatherers. It doesn't matter what we're trying to do. Okay. You know, it's you need to eat proper food. Forget about the calories for a minute. They've just been manipulating us for years. I was there when all of this started. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a fucking joke. When people were saying, well, calories, I'm thinking, people are buying into it. Yeah. Listen, so you're eating thinking, okay, I got this amount of calories in. Your body can't access those calories for fucking ages. You know, especially if you eat a fatty meal for days.
Right.
We bought into it. Just listen to what I'm saying. The nutrition plan that I gave you. If you don't know what to do, contact. I speak to my daughter. She's yeah. one who responds to your messages. And I don't
respond to anybody.
He ain't got time. No, I'm messing around, man. You're not picking up one button down.
Honestly, just try it, because it breaks my heart to see all of this. The people who I say wake the fuck up, they're the ones that are waking up. I'm making people wake up, like wake the fuck up. I mean that literally.
Yeah, and one of the people that you mentioned you had a few testimonials and stuff, but I recently read that you were training or you'd at least spoken to Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
How's that going?
She's all right. She's so busy. So she hasn't popped in. Very busy. She's filming a lot of stuff. But Gemma, we changed the diet. I said, no exercise, because in the past she's done lots of exercises. No exercise, no cardio.
Yeah.
Just eat this. And what's it? The second week, she lost 20, is it 20 pounds? 20 pounds in 2 weeks.
And she goes. And just diet.
Listen, so here's the thing, right? My argument is this. You're busy counting calories, but you've got so much, a lot of calories on. If you're carrying fat, if you're carrying 60 pounds of body fat, that's over 200,000 calories. That's locked in here. The reason why you can't access it is because you're eating foods that have released so much insulin into your body. Your body is telling you to hold on to that and ask for more. It's preparing you for a rainy day. I know it might not make sense, but this is what my message is. They've lied to us, and it doesn't matter. There are people who've got PhD in this kind of bullshit. They come and tell you that, you know, I always use an example and say, like, this is black, yeah? Now, there's a film with, what's that boy, Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
And Blast from the Past. And it's an old film. His parents, I think the dad's a bit paranoid. They think there's a bunker. They end up in a bunker and he's born in the underground bunker. The dad thinks there's a war going on. So they stay in there forever. And then, so he comes out and then everything that he knows is what his parents have taught him. So he comes out and you say, this is green. And someone says, well, that's not green. Well, it's green. He knows it's green because he studied. His dad is explaining to him how green is. That's not like you guys. You've been fucking told about colors. You're fucking round. Wool is over your eyes. And I look at him thinking, guys, wake the fuck up. They're lying to you. They're fucking lying to you. This is black. This is not green. It's just exactly what it is. It's the fact that it's been repeated so many times in supermarkets. They take, you know, everything's low calorie, them zero, Coke Zero. It's fucking shit. Everything is fucking shit. That's why.
What? Me with a fridge full of Coke Zero.
But it's not your fault.
Ruined my diet.
Well, you're here to help me now.
Yeah, you're not. How would you know?
Yeah.
Look at the fucking ingredients in Coke Zero and then find Google each and every one of them and decide whether you want that shit in your body or not. What we're supposed to eat as human beings is stuff that grew in the ground. Remember, food that grew in the ground or food from an animal that ate the food that grew in the ground. Anything else, get that food and then process it.
Where, when you say get that food, where should people be going?
Butchers.
Butchers, okay.
Go to your butchers if you can. If you don't have access, when you go to the supermarket, at least you can buy the meat. You've got no choice. And then butchers, go to the fruit and veg, get some spices. Make your own food. It's nice. I cook. I'm lucky. I live with my daughter is a chef. My wife's a chef. So, you know, I still cook every day.
Yeah.
I still cook every day, don't I? I cook my own food every day because there's nothing nicer than making your own. People say, you know, you got no time. How can you not make time for something as important as your energy source? What makes us who we are is what we eat.
One of the things that's being spoken about right now is what they call like a low testosterone epidemic. A lot of people are speaking about that, and I know me and Chip both. Chip's gone and actually had some tests, and
it was low.
It was low. It wasn't like dangerously low, but it was on the lower side.
Yeah, for sure.
And do you think a lot of that, because this epidemic, do you think a lot of this is coming from people's diets, or do you think it's something else?
Listen, at your age, you should be able to sell some of your fucking testosterone. Yes. When I was your age, I swear to God, I'm telling you, it sounds like a joke. When I was bashing my dick so hard, it was hurting when I was your age. That's how it should be. The reason why you got low testosterone is because... I'm sorry about Doris here, but listen, the reason why you got low testosterone is because you're eating shit. There's something called hyperinsulinemia. There's too much insulin in your body. And when there's too much insulin in your body, it shuts off, interferes almost every other hormone. I swear to God, I want you to just do this diet that I believe in fate.
Yeah.
I'm here to save your lives, motherfuckers. So honestly, like, just try it.
I wanted to ask you about two things, actually, that I have just in my diet quickly, because I have a lot of rice and normal potatoes. They're after carbs, right?
So okay. Well, no, I've got the glucose monitor here.
Yeah.
The food that raises my blood sugar the highest is fucking white rice.
Damn. I fucking love white rice too.
You know.
We all do.
I mean, I eat white rice. Like, yeah. I'll have a cheat meal, family meal, where I'll have a bit of rice once a week.
There's a lot of people that might not necessarily understand the importance of testosterone and why that is. You know, it gets thrown around a lot, like, oh, he's got loads of testosterone, that means he's a bit fucking nuts. Do you know what I mean? Can you explain just what's important about testosterone and why we should give a shit about having
everything about you? What makes you who you are? It's a hormone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gives you a sex drive. testosterone is responsible for so much, you know, like even your bones, your health, everything about you.
Yeah.
So when you got low testosterone, do you ever find like you get down very quick, very easily?
Mm.
Like yeah. a bit down, you know, even the way you think. When you're high testosterone, you know, there was a time when, you know, teenagers, they used to struggle to get car insurance because you're that, like that, you know, yeah. constantly. You know, when I was young, I swear to God, we wanted to fuck everything. But you guess that it gives you that kind of what makes you a man, what makes you a man, what makes you function as a man. I mean, men, we're lucky, but that's how we're made. You know, our gonads produce the testosterone. And we're supposed to, like, you know, use it properly. No,
yeah.
You've suppressed it by suppressing one particular hormone. Almost everything that's wrong with us, it's hyperinsulinemia, it's too much insulin. So testosterone can't do its work. You need testosterone for everything.
Yeah, I watched a podcast and there was somebody, I actually sent it to Chip when he was sort of researching about it. And the guy really, he said once he got his testosterone sorted, like he went and had it, it was low. He went and got it sorted. And he said he couldn't believe that people lived like this.
I know.
Because
I know.
He said he had energy throughout the entire day. And not only that, but like a level of aggression.
Even the way you think.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got a message the other day from somebody. Oh, I'm 34. I'm thinking of getting testosterone therapy. I'm like, what? How the fuck? How much have you fucked our bodies? Yeah,
they offered me that. I didn't take it.
Can you do me a favor, right?
Yeah.
You got numbers. You can just message whatever, how you can get in touch with me. Let me help you. I just want you to change your diet. It's all about a little bit of discipline. I'm not asking you to eat la la forever, but help you fix yourself. You find, it'd be like something's been switched back on in your head. Honestly, you feel fucking amazing.
I'm excited for that.
I'm in my 60s and I feel like I did when I was like, even more,
because
now I understand nutrition a lot better. So I feel like I did when I was in my 20s. It's crazy. It's incredible.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Another thing that you briefly touched on when we were talking about sort of your bodybuilding time was the use of steroids. Now, a lot of the people that watch this sort of podcast, they sort of range from 18 up to like 25, 30, around there. And obviously, go on Instagram, they're seeing all these jacked people, sort of stuff. And it's really easy for people to go, oh, that's steroids. And, you know, there's definitely people there that are, especially in the online world, of course. But wanted to get, and you had mentioned that you had suffered from some adverse effects when you had gone through it. And I think it would just be helpful for these people, because there's definitely people thinking, oh, maybe I should just try it, or maybe I should give it a go. And what your sort of stance is on it and what you went through personally.
You know, recently, I mean, I don't know if you probably don't follow bodybuilding, right? Lots of prominent bodybuilders have been dying over the last few years, and people are saying, oh, it must be something to do with the vaccine. This is fucking stupid. You're just blaming it. They were dying before the vaccine came along. Now, here's the thing. Back in the day, steroid use was so covert, you know. We didn't have social media. And even though there was a culture, like I said, when I was 15 years old, I wanted to get to Olympia stage. I didn't realize that people took steroids. I didn't realize people took steroids until I was 20, that all the guys on the stage were until I was about 27 years old. I didn't, because the magazines never talked about it.
Yeah.
I, you know, and then when I walked into the gym, the first gym I walked in, the guy, Keith, he said to me, what are you running? And I remember thinking, what am I running? My wife is my witness. She's sitting over there. What are you running? Okay. And he says, oh, I said, I'm not taking anything. He goes, oh my God. So I took my first lot of steroids, and my wife is over here and I keep saying it, because I went from 15 and a half to 19 stone in about 3 months.
And we're just pure muscle.
Pure muscle. And I didn't even know. All I knew was I was getting out of breath, and I was training like an animal. Mm. And I was training really hard. And where I was before, the gym that I had was a recreation center. I didn't have didn't have equipment for legs. So then I was training my legs. That's why I grew that quickly. But I remember I was walking in Sainsbury Service Center. Remember, I was walking. And then I saw the scales and I thought I could weigh myself, because I was getting out of breath. I nearly fell off. I was over 19, so that's when I knew I could become a bodybuilder. But here's the thing. I'd been training for fucking years. I trained when I was 15, so I trained for 12 years before I went, and like my body just thought, whoop. But then there's so many factors that you got to think of now. But then at that time, the steroids that we used to go all the way to, you know, get them from Spain and Italy before the EU. You could get them off the counter. The guys in the chemists didn't give a shit. They sell it to people, and that's what they were pharmaceutical grade. That's one. And then the second thing was, we were training properly and we were eating properly. Steroids. It was the last resort, because where I wanted to get to, that's why I took this stuff. If you're taking steroids, if anybody that takes steroids, I just think they're fucking idiots. That's why I don't have anything to the bodybuilders now. I was an idiot for taking them. It fucked me up. I had something called when you're taking them, your testicles become like peppercorns. They shrink. No, they do. They shrink, and then
like really noticeably. Because I get told that this happens, but then I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if it's just like, you know, just like a little, like 10-15%.
Can I explain
like
to you how it works, right?
Yeah.
So, as a man, you know, your testes produce testosterone, and then you start putting exogenous or outside testosterone, you know, synthetic. They are just chemicals that mimic testosterone, okay? And then slowly, the hypothalamus that we were talking about when we were talking about earlier on, hypothalamus, we talked about insulin earlier on, it says, guys, there's too much testosterone here. We don't need to produce anymore. And then, so the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, they're like, okay, what do we need to do? Let's stop the testes from producing testosterone. So the testes stop. It's not about hormone, the endocrine system. The testes stop producing testosterone. And then at the same time, it's like, oh, we got too much testosterone here. Let's produce the opposite. That's why you see the men with fucking boobs. You see them?
Yeah.
Gynecomastia, fucking titties. That's what it is. Because the body is thinking, okay, you're putting too much testosterone in. Okay, let's stop producing testosterone because we don't need it anymore. Let's bring the opposite of testosterone. Estrogen. That's why these guys are walking around. They look good, but they are fucking stupid. I'm not being funny, but I was one of them. And my mission is to educate young people to realize that they don't have to take those drugs. If they eat how I'm asking them to eat, they will not. I mean, I was trying to get to the Olympia stage. That's why it doesn't matter how. I mean, if they tested me at that time and I was not, they would probably been disqualified because you have to be there.
Yeah.
But the amount of muscle that you guys are trying to build, you can do it naturally. Shut off insulin. There's too much insulin in your body. That's why you're tired. That's why you got low testosterone. It's too much insulin. Cut down on the fucking rice. Cut down it. Replace them with
how much of it is big genetics,
baby.
You might be, if let's say you're here's a problem though. So we are living in a house, okay, and then one person has got a problem with testosterone, okay, or low testosterone. It's possible that we all eating the same food, okay? Your child might be prone to low testosterone as well. But that doesn't mean that if that child ate properly, that he wouldn't be all right. Because that you're particularly predisposed to that problem doesn't mean that it runs in the family. Like, just like IBS. So what, one of the girls said to me, oh, my whole family got IBS. I'm like, oh, because you're eating shit. She changed her diet and she was okay. You may be predisposed to it, but that doesn't mean you're going to get it if you... if you don't do exactly what your dad's doing, you know what I mean? So when it comes to genetic things, it's a bit confusing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not genetics. If you change your diet, you fix your testosterone.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, where am I going to get all the eggs?
Now, I go into the shop, man. They're always low on eggs.
Sell this many eggs.
Yeah. By the sounds of it, I'm going to need a lot of eggs. But my missus is going to be livid.
Try it.
I really want to try it now that you've said
it's,
it.
You start feeling fucking good mentally. You feel on top of the world, you know.
That's insane.
Really good.
We have a few friends actually, and I wanted to get your thoughts on natty or not.
Oh, I've done this before.
You've done this before.
Yeah. All right. He's the one. Freddie's the one that started it.
Yeah. Well, this is it because we've got, and a lot of these people will be our friends that we know, and I'd like to think that
they
I know whether
to us.
They won't lie to us. So we've got
this good picture.
this man here, he goes by the name Reeve HD, also goes by the name Ollie.
Good pick of him. Here we go. This is a good one.
Here we go. Now,
what was that?
His eyes are a bit wonky here, but we're not here to look at his eyes. We're here to look at him. What do we reckon? Do we think? Because, I mean, I look at him and he looks roided out of his mind.
Do you know what I did from 1991 until 2017? I trained bodybuilders from scratch. He's not natural. If he's natural, then I'm fucking Caucasian.
Sorry, Reeve.
What about JJ?
Who's JJ? Who's JJ?
KSI.
Do you know KSI?
You might
have
recognize
you seen
him.
His stuff?
Might recognize him.
I'm curious to know.
Oh, there's there was a good picture there where he was a little bit oiled up. Not saying he's good because he's oiled up, but
not that one.
A couple of these work though. There was a really good there. Down. There
he is in the middle. There you go. Oiled up, knowledge written across his chest. Maybe is it knowledge of steroids? I'm not sure what he's referring to.
No, you know what I've seen. Okay, when I was how old is he?
He's our age.
I think.
Absolutely. My wife is my witness. I had more muscle at that age. 100% natural.
You think he's natural?
No, I'm saying that I had more muscle.
Oh yeah, okay, so yeah.
What about this guy?
Now this guy's known as like one of the.
You'll be lucky to find.
Now type it. You got to type in.
I'll go
Theo
on his
Baker
Insta,
gym.
He gets his top off on Insta, doesn't he?
Oh, okay, good man.
There we go.
What do we reckon?
This guy now, he's been accused of steroids many times, Theo Baker.
Yeah, but that with that picture, if he's on steroids, he needs to sack his dealer.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Sack his fucking dealer, man. His dealer's shit.
Look at
thinking about the form though.
The form looks good.
Yeah.
There we go.
He is a big gym goer. Do you know what? Okay, so I actually think he is a great example of somebody that goes to the gym almost twice a day.
Yeah.
He goes to the gym twice a day, but he has the worst diet you'll ever see.
Oh yeah. A lot of brownies.
Yeah. That's what we said to him. We said, look, mate, you need to go in. And then one other person is and it's a person that I think has at least being on it at one point is Logan Paul.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
me. Oh,
for people have to lie for their businesses.
Right.
I mean, I've stood in an interview in Germany on TV before when I was bodybuilding and told them that I was a fucking natural, even though I was standing there like 23 stone. Bullshit. because it's marketing. I mean, sponsorship and deals and stuff like that at that time. So
yeah,
you tell lies. It's, unfortunately, that's how it was back in the day.
Still is now, a little bit.
Yeah, people have to because you don't want to ruin their...
Do you know what, though? I think it is becoming more of an accepted thing to talk about, though. Slowly. What do you think?
It should be.
Yeah.
But my argument is that the reason why we need to take steroids, we didn't do that back in the day. Yeah. It was a it was a hidden thing because people ate properly. People grew muscle a lot easier. You know, you look at people now, I see people in the gym. I'm like, he's taking steroids. I'm like, what kind of steroids? But then now the steroids that you buy are not being made by reputable companies or pharmaceutical companies. You can make it in your front room.
Yeah.
And people were selling it. I know people who I always compete against who couldn't read or write, but they got steroid companies. No, wow. but that's unfortunate. That's how it is. And you got to, you know, so what you're buying is not really legitimate stuff. And, you know, you end up injecting crisp and dry into your fucking ass thinking that.
Yeah. All right. Last bit that we wanted to do was go over a few products. And we want you to know. You just let us know what are your thoughts on them.
My favorite products.
These are our favorite products. Where can I get them, Prod?
They're next to you on your left.
There's also
something at the top of the stairs as well. It's just been delivered.
Yeah. Okay. Grab. I'll grab that in a second. So first things first, we got four luxury fruited hot cross buns.
Hot cross.
Right, okay, lovely, lovely.
Intergalactic sweet.
Wait, open that up and you'll see what it is.
What's this?
Have you ever opened that hot cross bun?
No, they look quite nice though.
Are you okay. we're gonna dissect it now, are we?
All right, here we go. We'll put this thing. Oh, it smells good.
Hold his mic for him, Cal.
You know, just look how gloopy it is.
Oh,
no, but so you see how that's sticking to your fingers, yeah?
Yeah.
Imagine what that's doing to your fucking microscopic gut bacteria. This is fucking shit. Oh. That's not food. Don't eat this.
You could have left the other two.
Stanley's fuming. That was his lunch right there. It's gone.
Nobody's going to eat this. There you go. Sorry, guys.
Amazing. No. Sorry. That's, that is disgusting when you put it like that, though.
Okay.
Imagine having to subjecting your gut bacteria to this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Look at my fingers. Do you want to lick them?
I won't say no.
You didn't tell me that was the kind of shit.
Next box. Mr. Beast. You know what Mr. Beast is? Familiar with him?
Big YouTuber.
I think this is actually the new one, which is milk chocolate. Yeah, if you want to take a look at it, it's his new
Eddie,
new,
do you want to grab
recipe,
your mic off Cal,
right?
Quickly?
New recipe. If he's got to open it up, I can...
Here, I've actually not tried the new one.
I'll grab it. There you go.
Let me open it first. They make it so difficult. It is a fucking degree to get into this shit.
So what are some key... Because this, by the way, is considered one of the most healthy chocolate bars you can have.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Seriously, that's a big thing. It's healthy.
Basically, it's got like milk...
He said there's not that many ingredients in there.
Milk chocolate with puffed rice.
Yeah.
Okay. Ingredient, cane sugar.
The silence.
No, but why it's fucking chocolate. Why do they call it sugar? Why are they calling it chocolate? Listen, this is my argument, right? If it's got most of the first ingredient is sugar, why are they calling it chocolate? This is sugar. They should put that high sugar. Do you get me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The reason why they're putting cocoa and all of that, because this is a marketing thing. Every product should have... the most ingredient, that's its name. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get you.
So compared to other chocolates...
This doesn't have as many crazy ingredients as like a normal chocolate bar, though.
First ingredient is cane sugar, still. It's cane sugar. I don't need to... I'm sorry, but... they make this sweet potato brownie, right? It's sweet potato brownie, and honestly, it looks just like a normal brownie. But the most ingredient in there is fucking sweet potato, isn't it? Not cane sugar.
Really?
There's no sugar in it.
What does it taste like? Sweet potato?
I swear to God, I should have brought you some. It's the best-selling thing in there, whatever.
Really?
Sweet potato brownie. And this is... Look, we were talking about sugar earlier on. That should be the last... If there's going to be the last ingredient, not the first ingredient, it means it's got more sugar in it than anything else. Mm. So why are they marketing it? This is what my... argument is why they're marketing it as whatever
as a chocolate bar,
but they should be sugar written on there because it's got the most sugar. It's what
sugar bar,
yeah.
All right, then we have our favorite. This is actually Proddy's Mrs. favorite snack. It's a vegan.
This is carbon neutral.
This is from Jamie Lang, the social
candy
media
kittens,
star.
For those that are listening,
so it's vegan, so therefore naturally. It saved many lives. I think that's how it works. Is that what your missus says? What did she say about this?
Just tastes nice.
It's expensive.
I want to try. I want to eat them.
Okay, can I just read something, right?
Yeah.
Ingredients, sugar. First one, glucose syrup. Second one. Okay, so that's another name for sugar, yeah?
Yep.
Modified starch. That's another name for sugar. This is how I'm naming them in order. Dextrose. That's another name for sugar. Strawberry juice from concentrate. That's another name for sugar. This is fucking shit. Don't even fucking. This is fucking shit. It's like, no, but listen.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you eat this, you're a fucking idiot.
I never had one of those in my life.
You might as well just get the, you know, when you go to the restaurant, you get the see the sugar bowl. I've got sticky fingers. It feels like I've had a wank. But you know when you get when you get, when you go to the restaurant, there's like a little thing of sugar. Might as well put a straw in it and suck out of it. It's the same thing. This is fucking shit.
All right, final last one. Big one.
Now, this one's a big one, right? Because I tried this recently and I really liked it. And there's a certain stamp that this was given. I forget the name of it, but it was given by a food organization or whatever that said that this is certified healthy. This is considered healthy.
Oh, yeah, you got a feel.
Okay. So I want you to take a look at it. And it tastes unbelievable. And I've
looked.
No. It tastes unbelievable.
That's how they get you.
No. But it has.
That's how they get you. They fucked up with your taste buds. You just look, you know, you don't like it. Listen.
But is it not okay to have a bit of sugar? As long as it's not a lot.
Yeah, but I have a bit of sugar once a week.
Okay. And what would you have? What would that be?
I like a biscuit. I'll have a packet of biscuit Maryland.
Yeah.
What, the cookies?
Okay. Yeah. Like a sweet treat. So maybe I could have this as my sweet treat.
But just this once a week. Okay, so when you look at this and then it's got flour and the second ingredient. Okay, let's read it. Flour, yeah?
Yeah.
Good start.
That's a great start.
And then
start.
Second ingredient is sugar.
That's okay though. Kind of. It's okay. It's my Saturday.
Third one is wheat bran.
That's great.
It's the same as sugar. Wheat. Oh. Fourth is maize.
Maize.
And then fat reduced cocoa powder. Now, who decides to remove the fat? Nature put the fucking fat in that cocoa for a reason. Don't fucking remove it.
Okay, so we put the fat back in.
We have to put. No, listen.
That's what I've been saying.
When you get a product that says low fat.
Yeah.
We have to either take something out of it or add something to it. And in the process, you destroy the food. So let's not do the low fat.
So far, though, that doesn't actually sound too bad.
No, this is fucking shit. Just like any other fucking cereal. What are you talking about? It's the same thing. It's got sugar. It's about sugar. It's in it 8 times. Look, it's got sugar.
8 times?
Look and read it. It's a caramelized sugar syrup powder. What the fuck is that? You guys are nuts.
Sorry, boys. Vitamin D, in case you were wondering.
See, you didn't read that one.
Listen, you were sleeping. So the vitamins in there are synthetic. Your body cannot absorb them. This, you get more nutrients in the fucking cardboard than you would from what's in there.
Okay, I
have a question about...
Finger fingers.
This is very niche. And so you probably know, but is folic acid...
It's synthetic,
right? Because I've seen two sides to the debate.
From meat, get your folic acid from red meat. That's synthetic.
Okay, because I've seen two sides of the argument to folic acid. Some people say you should have it, and then some people say it like messes with your gut.
The synthetic version is it. Get your folic acid from food. You can get everything that you need from real food. You don't need synthetic shit.
All right. Yeah.
You know,
it makes sense. No, it does make sense when you say things like your whole philosophy is organic, like come from the ground. It's almost like as long as it's been part of this cycle.
Our bodies are programmed to recognize the right foods.
Right.
So it releases the right enzymes when we eat those foods, natural foods. Whereas this, your body doesn't know. You release insulin. Your body treats everything in here as sugar, and then the rest fucks up with your gut. So I talk about the gut quite a lot in my videos. This guy is like a city. Everything about you comes from in here. So this is like a city, and you got bacteria, you got viruses, you got critters. They're all in there, and their job is to provide you with good health. But you have to feed them. They're microscopic. You have to feed them. Your job is to feed them right stuff. The reason why you're feeling sleepy, the reason why your knees are fucked and all of that.
Yeah.
It's not because it's in your family or whatever. It's because you're eating all that shit. These things, apart from that, they contain things like, stabilizers and natural food colorings. Natural could be anything. Fucking, it could be fucking semen. They can put everything in there. They can spit in it and they say it's natural. You remove that. You know when you floss that shit that comes out of your tooth, put it in your food and call it natural. Because it's natural. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that when I was younger, we prepped our own food and we felt a lot better. I was a gym owner and I was seeing kids coming in and... and then all spotty faces and low energy, low testosterone, and you realize that it's because of what they eat. And I've made my mission to advise the kids, especially because you guys are the next generation. You know, most of us are too fucking old. We don't listen. Whereas you guys are listening. Please just, that's why I'm here. You know, I wanted to do when I was told, I want to hit the younger people because
absolutely,
they're the ones that the change is going to happen. Because when you start eating the way I'm asking you, please just do it. When you start feeling good, preach it.
I will. No, we will.
Also,
absolutely.
I quickly want to ask one thing. Is there such thing as having too much red meat?
Like, that's a good point, actually.
Okay, here's the thing, right? So let's just say your great, 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 great grandfather.
Paul was his name, in case you were wondering.
What's his first name?
Steve.
Steve, okay. So Steve is walking in the fucking forest, right? And then Steve is starving.
Fucking classic.
Steve is starving. He hasn't eaten any food for a while. And Steve, what was he using to kill animals?
Spear. He called it the...
No, what was it? How is he killing
The animal? Spear. Yeah.
So he's walking around with the spear and he gets a fucking...
Antelope.
And he kills the antelope. And then he sits, he eats a bit. And then he eats a bit. And then somebody says, oh, stop. You can't eat too much red meat. Shut the fuck up.
I've been starving.
It's a fucking bullshit. It's more bullshit. Listen, the people who are saying that, they're the ones who are selling you this. You know what I mean? The ones who are selling you this. Don't listen to them. They're fucking nuts. I eat red meat every day.
Yeah.
And it's as strong as I've ever been. Please
don't
buy
that. That's the answer I want. I eat a lot of red meat. People keep telling me
but it's what else you eat with it.
Yeah.
Please don't eat the other shit. If you're going to eat red meat every day. If you're going to...
Cut me hands again.
You were going to eat that.
Yeah, he was.
I would rather stick my dick in a blender than eat this.
Shit.
No, but do you know what I mean?
What should we be having with the red meat? You were saying something there.
Have some avocado with it. Yeah. Can have some olives, but make sure it's olives in salt or fresh olives. You can have nuts, like the walnuts and stuff like that. Have some green vegetables with it. You know, make sure there's enough salt. Just look after yourself. This is what I always say. Now, it's important that I put that across. When I was your age, we're being told that one in six of us will get cancer. And then in such a short time, it's one in two of us.
Yeah. Now, I saw an advert about that. Actually.
In a few years' time, it's going to be one in one. And it's just fucked. And it's all because, because of all that kind of ultra-processed shit. In the food industry, they know that. They've done all the fucking studies. They know exactly the correlation between our guts and and how our health is. So, but they're going to tell us. It's all about money. Take matters into your own hands, guys. Just look after yourself because they're not going to do it for you.
Amazing.
The doctor is only trained to treat your symptoms.
Mm, of course.
He's not trained to look at you. They're telling you, if they're telling you red meat is too much red meat is bad for you, have you ever been told that too much cereal is bad for you before? No, they only attack the real food. They're fucking idiots. they are a bunch of all of them are.
Amazing. I think that's an amazing way to wrap this podcast up.
They're all bastards.
You're all up to your money. Your health is not important to them.
Amazing. Look, you have been absolutely amazing today. And I really do.
Bit of an eye opener.
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
Because you put
crap on it. Yeah. Look, guys, if you want to check out Eddie's stuff, his link is going to be down below. He's spoken in depth here, but there's way more information over. Is it your Instagram where people.
And my YouTube as well. Yeah. I have YouTube because we've got. Obviously, Instagram, you can only show up videos.
Of course.
YouTube, we've got long form.
More stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys, check that out. I know that. Me and Chip have certainly learned a lot from this today, and I'm sure you guys have as well. Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah,
no, I really appreciate it. It's been amazing.
Good luck.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
Bye.